Amen. Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. Amen. Just come in and enjoy yourself here for a while here in the old time camp meeting. Now, we're going to have a special service here tonight, and I know that it's going to bless you to death. I know that a lot of you pass on the sound of my voice thinking I'm wild and crazy, but you know, if you'd have come from the depths of sin that I come from and God redeem you and I'll put you in an old-fashioned Baptist church, amen, I tell you the truth, brother, in my life, you've got to have these old-time services to keep you fired up for the Lord and let you see that there's a reality in serving of the Lord Jesus Christ, where people are shouting and praising God and standing up and testifying. It don't have to be a testimony just pulled out of them. Just let the saints of God being able to stand up and testify and be able to feel free in Christ. Amen? And so that's the reason that we'd like to have these kind of old-time services. Now, tonight, we're going to have a song, a great choir singing, going to come around here and sing a song here in just a few minutes. And then we're going to have a real surprise for you, a real man of God. Amen? Dr. Oliver B. Green is going to be preaching here a message here in a minute on the sin that most insults God. Amen. The sin that most insults God. Amen. And out of this message here, I tell you, maybe some of the people listed this message here today very well might repent of their sins and get saved by the grace of God. And not only that, but if you are saved, you will be able to understand now the sin that insults God most of all, the sin of unbelief. Amen. And so I hope that this message will encourage you and help you. Now, a lot of you have read Dr. Oliver B. Green's book and the founder of the great Gospel Hour there in Greenville, South Carolina. And so we're going to bring him around and let him preach a message here in a minute. And I know that it's going to thrill your soul. A lot of you folks were saved under Dr. Oliver B. Green. And a lot of you folks, I feel, after hearing this message, will get saved and some folks will get right. So why don't you write me and contact me and let me know what God did in your life. Amen. And now, amen, this great singing and then the great preaching by Dr. Oliver B. Green. And thank you so much, my friend, for making this camp meeting such a success. Amen. People all the time saying, Brother Johnny, give us more. Amen. We like it the old-time way. And thank God for you folks that are sick and tired of this dry-hide religion. Amen. So bless you now, but children of God. Thank you, pastors, for using Brother Johnny. I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. I thank you, pastors. God bless you. Amen. Anytime Brother Johnny ever come, be a help or service to you. And if you like it the old-time way, amen, then give us a call. We'll be there with you. Amen. God bless you now, Brother Johnny.
Do you know how it feels to know something's missing and hear a still small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to think just for you on a cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when he not to surrender, had your sins washed away, never to be remembered? And know that it's real. Tell me, do you know how it feels?
And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father owns everything? And how does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? And how does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels?
Do you know how it feels when your cold heart has melted and the tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam, you still get a feeling that you're not at home, knowing heaven is real? Tell me, do you know how it feels?
And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father owns everything?
has melted and the tears started flowing the moment you felt it. Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam? You still get a feeling that you're not at home. No, heaven is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels?
How does it feel to know you're a child of a king? Your heavenly father owns everything. And how does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right?
Mark chapter 16, I'm speaking tonight on the sin that men are committing today that is open insult to God Almighty. It's the most insulting sin that mortal man is committing today against the Holy God. And you'll see exactly why I say that after I read the text and as we study the Word of God. In Mark 16, the last chapter in the Gospel of Mark, and in verse 14 we read, afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. They were eating. They were around the table eating. And Jesus appeared and upbraided them with their what? Say it for me. Unbelief. Now don't you ever get it in your head that Jesus Christ was a sissy. He was not a sissy. And don't you ever get it in your head that he was a sissy preacher. He wasn't. Jesus Christ uttered some of the most scorching words that have ever fallen from the lips of man. He was man, and yet he was God. He upbraided them. All right, read on. Because of their unbelief. And hardness of heart, because they believed not them that had seen him after he was risen. Now, of course, we had time to read the entire chapter. We'd read the testimony of those who saw the Lord, and they told the disciples, and the disciples refused to believe it, and so Jesus upbraided them because of their unbelief. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be what? Saved. Saved. And he that believeth not shall be what? Damned. Now let's finish this little section here. Then we'll go back to that verse. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up in the heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Now then, I say that this verse that I read just a moment ago, 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. I say, this is one of the most awful declarations found in the Word of God, one of the most awful declarations that ever fell from the tender lips of the Lamb of God who came in the world to lay his life down that men might have life. Now let me show you one more time. Let me read it one more time. Let me point out just a couple of things and then we'll move on. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, of course, believing precedes baptism. I believe in baptism. I believe that a born-again person should be baptized. I believe that they should be baptized because they are a believer. And don't you ever join any man's church, and don't you ever let any preacher baptize you until you're born again. I'd rather deal with a drunk in the gutter than a sinner who has been baptized into some church but not born again. I believe in baptism. I preach baptism. But baptism doesn't save us, and baptism doesn't help save us. Baptism is a testimony. After we are believers, after we are saved, we are to be baptized. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that washes our sins away. But now watch this. Watch it now. It's true that he said, he that believeth and is baptized. And I wouldn't leave baptism off. I'm a grace preacher, and I believe we are saved by God's grace. I believe that. And I believe a person who has been saved by God's grace will be baptized. You don't have to run down a believer. You don't have to chase them and find them and hold them and catch them and coax them and beg them to let you baptize them. If they're born again, they want to be baptized. Now then, notice the last part of the statement. But he that believeth not. Now it doesn't say he that believeth not and is not baptized. It doesn't say he that believeth not and does not join the church. Here's the reason I say this is the most awful declaration the Son of God ever made, because this declaration declares all that a sinner need do or all that a sinner need not do to be damned. Now men have warped and twisted minds about this business of being saved and being lost. Now don't misunderstand me. Hear me and hear me well. And underscore what I say. Religion, denominations, preachers, and evangelists have done a good job at confusing humanity. This is a confused age. I'm on a station out in Los Angeles, California, 50,000 watt station. And of course, Bishop Johnson's dead, but they're still playing his tape. And I'm on that station between Bishop Johnson and Herbert W. Armstrong. And when our tapes come back that we use on that station, we have a special prayer meeting over them, get them sanctified so they're fit to use again. Amen. Now, don't ask me what's wrong with those two fellows. I can tell you in a lot less words what's right with them. You say, preacher, I think Herbert W. Armstrong is a great man of God. You must have thought it. The Holy Spirit sure didn't tell you that. You say, I don't appreciate you criticizing anybody. I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just telling you what is a fact and a known fact. Any man that denies hell, and any man that preaches water, salvation, and any man that denies the visible return of the Lord Jesus bodily, he's not God's preacher. I don't care what his name is. I don't like you, Green. The devil don't either. Now, why did I bring that up? Bishop Johnson comes on the radio and he says, believe and be baptized in water in the name of Jesus, or you'll go to hell. Herbert W. Armstrong comes on the radio. Don't tell me I'm criticizing. I know I've listened to it. And I listened to him. That's the only way I can know. I buy books. I wouldn't advise you to buy them. I've read his books. Have you ever read his sermon on Luke 16? Read his sermon on Luke 16. If you've got an ounce of salvation, bless God, your eyes will be opened. Amen. I believe in a literal burning hell. Do you believe that? Say, do you believe that? Herbert W. Armstrong don't believe in an everlasting hell. He don't believe in a burning hell. But in spite of what he believes, in spite of what anybody believes, there is a literal burning hell. And if you don't believe it this side of the grave, you'll believe it on the other side of the grave. Now, Bishop Johnson comes on the radio, and he says, believe and be immersed in water in the name of Jesus only, not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's wrong, he says. Jesus only. You say, preacher, you believe in three gods. No, I believe in one God manifest in three persons. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. That's what I believe. That's what the Bible teaches. So he comes on the radio and he says, believe, be immersed in water in the name of Jesus, not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Then I come on the radio and I say that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Then Herbert W. Armstrong comes on the radio and he says, if you believe and keep the law, you shall be saved. And folks scratch their head and say, who's right? And Paul said in Romans 3:4, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Huh? So when a man preaches line upon line, verse upon verse, fact upon fact, stand with him. But if he warps and twists the word of God to prove some point, mister, you better let him alone. All right. Now it didn't say, he that believeth not and is not baptized. The only thing, the only sin, I don't like the word thing. I don't like the word do or don't do. You don't do your way to hell, and you don't do your way to heaven. We go to heaven by faith in the finished work of the Lamb of God, and every soul that's dead and in hell is in hell because they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation that God planned before he ever made a man. So all you need do, listen, you don't need to drink one drop of liquor. You don't need to curse one oath. You don't need to steal a man's wife. You don't need to commit adultery. You don't need to gamble. You don't need to lie. You don't need to cheat. You don't need to steal. All that one does to be damned is to refuse to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Say. Now, I say unbelief is the most contemptible, ugly, insulting sin that mortal man can commit against God. Now, you know, let me give you an illustration. Now, I said this is the 187X Bible. I said it used to sell for $26.50. I said now it sells for $27.50. And you say, I know it doesn't, then you've called me a liar. Is that right? Say, answer me. If I tell you that this book here is almost 600 pages and it sells for $6, and I let you have this book for $3, and then you come up here and say, I want the book, and I make you pay $5 for the book, then I lie. Is that right? Say, answer me. Say, now either this Bible is the truth, what God said in his word is the truth, or it's a lie. There's no such thing as a half-truth in God's dictionary. Well, you say, I believe all churches are good and all religions are good and all preachers are good. And I think we should take the good and leave the bad. Then instead of going up into the ranks or whatever it is up there where they have this food where you go in and help yourself and have a nice clean place, nice clean dishes, nice clean tables. If that's true, instead of going inside, why don't you wait till everybody finishes and go outside and get yours out of the garbage tank? I'll guarantee you there's good ham, good chicken, good beef, and good steak in the garbage can. Amen? Say, answer me. Come on, talk to me. Listen, brother, don't be foolish. Don't be silly. Don't advertise your ignorance. There may be a lot of good religions, but there's only one salvation. Just one. That's all. Now, why do I say unbelief is the sin that insults God openly? Number one, unbelief pours contempt and insult upon the wisdom of God. Let me back up and say something here. I don't like the looks that some people have on their faces right now. I always jot down scriptures, but I make a very scanty outline. I don't have Bishop Johnson's name down here tonight.